Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, we are on the final day of a 3-day lesson. We already learned that Anansi is on a mission. What was this mission? To eat food. To eat his neighbor's food. He loved to eat. Do you like to eat? Okay, friends, you already know today's lesson is called Why Spiders Have 8 Skinny Legs. And I have a question for you. What happened to Anansi on his way to Rabbit's house? Friends, open up your magazines and let's see if we can answer this question. Follow me.
Why Spiders Have 8 Skinny Legs. Anansi was proceeding toward Rabbit's house when he felt a pull from the monkey's house. He stopped.
Greens or beans? Which should I eat first?
Then he felt a third pull and a fourth. Then came a fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Anansi felt a tug at his leg. Anansi said,
"That is the web string tied to Rabbit's greens."
He felt another, and another. Anansi was pulled 3 ways at once. The webs were all extremely strong, and Anansi's friends all pulled at the same time.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 proceed 这个动词 ，P-R-O 这个字首有向前的意思 ，C-E-E-D 这个字根有前进的意思，所以 proceed 在这里是指前进或者是往前的意思。例如 ，All passengers may now proceed to the gate for boarding. 所有乘客现在可以前往登机门登机。Proceed 也可以指继续进行或继续做。 例如 ，preparations for the wedding are proceeding smoothly. 婚礼的筹备按照计划顺利的进行中。继续，我们看的是 tug 这个名词 ，tug 是指猛拉或拖或者是 拽。例如 ，the housekeeper pulled the sheet off the bed with a hard tug. 这位管家用力拉了一下，把床单从床上拉下来。或者是 I felt a small tug on my sleeve and I turned around to see a little girl looking at me. 我觉得有人轻轻拉我的衣袖，转身发现有一个小女孩正盯着我看。Tug 也可以当动词，注意它的过去式还有过去分词以及现在分词都要重复字尾的 g 再加上 ed 或 ing。 例如 ，The little boy tugged at his mother's arm and tried to leave. 这个小男孩拉着妈妈的手臂，试着要离开。
Looks like Anansi's got a problem.
What do you mean?
Looks like he's in a bind.
What do you mean he's in a bind? Gabe, I'm confused. You think he's in a bind? You think he has a problem? Mm-hmm. You're saying all these things about Anansi. What's going on?
Well, do you see what's going on with Anansi today? All of his friends are pulling his webs at the same time.
I see. So you're saying that Anansi is probably a little confused. He doesn't know where he's supposed to go. Okay, friends, that's kind of the idea as to what's happening in this part of the story. But we're going to get to some of these other key points shortly, but let's start right at the top of our lesson. Anansi was proceeding toward Rabbit's house. That means he was going toward Rabbit's house when he felt a pull from the monkey's house. And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Ooh, question.
Yes, he felt a pull from monkey's house.
All right, so he's being pulled in 2 different directions so far, from rabbit and from the monkey's house. So he stopped. Greens or beans? Which should I eat first? Whose house should he go to first? Then he felt a third pull and a fourth. Then came a fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. So it seems like all of his legs are being pulled at the same time.
Yes, that's a little uncomfortable. I don't even like to be pulled in one direction, let alone 8 directions. And Nancy felt a tug at his leg. And Nancy said, "That is the web string tied to Rabbit's greens." He felt another and another, and Nancy was pulled 3 ways at once.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The first paragraph says that he felt a third full pull and a fourth and then fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And then this next paragraph says that he felt a tug on his leg and now he's pulled in 3 ways at once. Maybe the idea is that his friends are pulling his legs over and over again. Okay, so they pull it once and then a few minutes later they pull it again. So now he's being pulled in 3 different ways at once.
And that is the key. It's all happening at once. And if something happens at once, that just means, well, in our lesson that is, all at the same time. So Nancy's legs are all being pulled in different directions at the same exact time.
That's right. All happening at once. For another example of how to use this phrase, you know, most weekends for me are pretty free. I don't schedule a lot of things. But sometimes I'll be invited to 3 or 4 different events at once. That means all of these events are happening at the same time. Or for another example of how to use this phrase, you know, I could say my friend is leaving. I'm at once happy and sad. That means I'm experiencing 2 different emotions at the same time. I'm happy he's got something good in store for him, but I'm sad that he's leaving. I'm at once happy and sad.
And that is definitely a little bit of a different usage of that phrase, at once, but it's good for you to know. Well, of course, back to our lesson, learning about Anansi who's being pulled in 3 different directions at once. The webs were all extremely strong, so they were very strong. And Anansi's friends all pulled at the same time. From this section, Gabe, I gathered that Anansi is being pulled by his friends all at the same time, because it mentioned that at least 3 times.
Yeah, exactly. And so if they're being pulled at the same time, can we say that they're being pulled simultaneously?
Yes, and this is a good word, simultaneously. This just means that something is happening or being done at the same time.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that phrase, at once, right? All of these things happening at once. All of these things happening simultaneously, okay? So it's a bigger word, but it's a good word for you to know. And I think that you can learn this word, friends. So for example of how to use this word, Rebecca likes to prepare her lessons and listen to speeches online simultaneously.
You are exactly correct, Gabe.
I don't know how you do it. How can you concentrate on your lessons at the same time as listening to something on YouTube? How do you do this simultaneously?
We call it multitasking. I just get a pen and I just write down as I'm preparing my lessons and I listen to the message that I'm listening to.
Yes.
But, you know, this also reminds me of, you know, I go to a Chinese church, right? Or sometimes I've gone to a Chinese church or heard Chinese messages, and somebody might be translating at the same exact time that the speaker is speaking. We could say that that is a simultaneous translation.
Ah, okay. So, friends, the word you see here on the screen is an adverb, simultaneously, but the adjective is simultaneous. There is a simultaneous translation at Rebecca's church. It's happening at the same time.
Well, right now, it's time for us to do something a little different. Let's learn something new in the
Info Cloud. That's not different. We always go to the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. So, Carolyn, how are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good, Ken. Thanks for asking.
Carolyn, I think you may have made a grammar mistake in your answer. Shouldn't you say, I feel pretty well?
Now that you mention it, Ken, I think you're right. When we talk about our health in English, we should use well, not good. But many native speakers make this mistake.
It can be difficult to know when to use the words good and well. Here's a simple way to look at it. Good is an adjective and should be used with a noun, while well is an adverb, which modifies a verb.
Ken, that is a good explanation. You explained the difference very well.
Thank you, Carolyn. And you just made two good examples using good and well.
Ken, sometimes people tell me their English isn't well. And it makes me a little concerned because it sounds like their English is sick.
Ah, so what they should actually have said is their English isn't good. But we know that Studio Classroom listeners have very good English.
Yes, they do. And if you want to use well to talk about your English ability, make sure to include a verb, such as speak. I speak English very well.
Good 跟 well 是两个常常令人困惑的字。Good 是形容词，形容词是要修饰名词。Well 通常当副词使用，副词应该修饰动词。因此，你如果要表达你的英文不好，你必须说 My English is not good， 因为 English 是名词。如果你要用 well 来表达，就必须有一个动词，像 speak。I don't speak English well。再举个例子。She did well on her English test. 这里的 well 是副词，修饰动词 did. 如果要用 good, 你可以说 She did a good job on her English test. 因为 good 是形容词，修饰名词 job. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Have you ever felt torn in different directions? Like someone wants you to do one thing, someone else wants you to do something else, and then you just can't make a decision about anything? If so, you probably know how Anansi feels at this very moment. He is being tugged and torn in different directions.Should he go to Rabbit's house to eat? Should he go to Monkey's house to eat? So many decisions. Well, friends, let's find out what this little spider is going to do.
Why spiders have 8 skinny legs. Anansi could not move. Everyone...pulled hard on their friend's legs. Anansi's legs began to stretch. They grew longer and thinner. Anansi tried pulling back, but his legs got thinner still. Finally, he jumped into the brook, and the webs came off his legs. Anansi had sore legs for a long time. Being greedy is not a good idea after all, thought Anansi.Today, all spiders still have 8 long, skinny legs to remind them to control their greed.
Okay, 继续我们看 brook 这个名词。Brook 是指小溪或小河。例如 after we settled down in the cabin, we went directly to the brook to swim.我们在小木屋安顿之后就直接到溪里去游泳。或者是 We sat down on the bank and enjoyed the scenery of the babbling brook. 我们坐在河岸欣赏潺潺小溪的风景。或者是 The brook behind Charlie's home is his favorite hideaway. 这条在 Charlie 家后面的小溪是他最喜欢的藏身处。最后我们看的是 sore, S-O-R-E 这个形容词。Sore 是指疼痛的。例如 Samuel has a sore throat and a slight fever. Samuel 喉咙痛而且有一点微烧。或者是 Alice got a sore back from the long flight home. Alice 搭长途飞机回家后背很酸痛。Sore 和 ache, A-C-H-E 是不太一样的。Sore 通常是碰到的时候才痛。例如 sore muscles 是指肌肉酸痛。但是 ache 通常是持续性的。例如 headache, 头痛或者是 toothache 是指牙痛。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so just picture this spider being pulled in all these different directions. I think you have the same picture that I have in my mind, a spider that can't move. Well, that's what we read in our lesson. Anansi could not move. So it sounds like he was in a bind.
Hey, that's the phrase I used earlier. Yeah, he's in a bind. He can't do anything right now. Someone is pulling one way, someone else is pulling another way. Rebecca, if you're in a bind, what does that mean?
Well, if someone is in a bind, this means that they can't move, just like this guy in the picture. Or it also could mean that you are in a situation, a very bad situation, or you're in trouble.
Okay, so for another example of being in a bind, perhaps your boss wants you to do one thing, but your supervisor wants you to do another thing. Maybe they haven't communicated about it, and now you have to do two different things. You have to go in two different directions, or maybe do two different things that they don't even know about. You're in a bind. Which one should you do?
Hmm.
Okay, or perhaps someone gives you money. Has
yes.
this ever happened?
Well, you mean someone giving me money?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they
yeah.
give you a nice, expensive gift, and then later they tell you to do something that you know is wrong.
Oh.
And so you're terrible. In a bind because you're thinking, well, I shouldn't do this, but I have this attachment to this person now. Maybe I should just for our relationship. They gave me something. So I would say be careful who you take money or who you take gifts from.
Ah, that definitely is a good example illustrating somebody who is in a bind. Well, it sounds like Anansi is in a bind because all of his legs are being pulled in 8 different directions. He cannot move. And we continue on. Everyone pulled hard on their friend's legs. Ah, so that's the way friends treat each other, huh?
No, that's the way they treated Anansi.
Well, I guess...
They're good friends, right? Because they want Anansi to go over to their houses to have some food with them. I think they're trying to be good friends, but they don't realize that they're hurting Anansi.
Right. Well, you know something? Anansi really put himself in this situation.
Yep.
So I don't really feel too sorry for him. Anansi's legs began to stretch. They grew longer and thinner. Anansi tried pulling back, but his legs got thinner still. Finally, he jumped into the brook, and the webs came off his legs.
Okay, so now we know that there is a brook close by. I don't know where it came from, but he jumped into this brook or this little river or stream, and the webs came off his legs. So that solved that problem. He's no longer in a bind.
Ah, yes. Wonderful. Well, Anansi had sore legs for a long time. Sounds like another bind.
Right. Well, hold on. But he says also, being greedy is not a good idea after all. So this is the lesson that he learned. He's a clever spider. He's a little bit lazy, but he's also greedy. He wants a little bit of everyone's food. Being greedy is not a good idea after all. It's painful.
And after all, these are two words that you see on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
These words are used to add information that shows that what you just said is actually true.
Right. So, for example, Rebecca, maybe she thought that stinky tofu was terrible, but when she tried it, she said, hey, stinky tofu's pretty good after all.
Oh my goodness, Gabe. Anyway, friends, now you know why spiders have 8 skinny legs. It's time for us to review with a review skit.
Those are always fun.
So, have you ever wondered why spiders have 8 skinny legs?
Yeah. Why do spiders have 8 skinny legs?
Well, the answer is quite simple. It all started with a spider named Anansi.
Anansi? That's a funny name for a spider.
Well, this spider was very clever and very greedy. He loved food. His wife was a good cook.
A spider cooked meals?
Yes, but he loves tasting what his friends in the village made.
Are you going to tell me why a spider has 8 skinny legs or not?
I'm trying to tell you. Just listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
1. Anansi stopped by Rabbit's house. Greens were cooking in the pot.
A rabbit cooking greens?
Yes, but they weren't done yet.
So he waited around?
No, he was afraid Rabbit would give him work to do.
So he was a lazy spider.
Yes. Lazy, but clever. He spun a web and tied it to his legs. When the greens were ready, Rabbit could pull the web.
And the spider would quickly go back?
Yes. Then Anansi stopped by Monkey's home. He could smell the marvelous beans.
Mouth-watering beans?
Yes. But the beans weren't ready.
So the spider spun another web and tied it to another leg?
Exactly. Then he went to Hog's home for sweet potatoes.
Let me guess. They weren't ready, so he tied another web to another leg.
That's right. And that happened several more times.
Until he had 8 webs fastened to his 8 legs?
Exactly. 8 legs, 8 webs, and then a pole.
The greens were ready.
And the spider hurried to Rabbit's house. But as he proceeded, he felt another pole from Monkey's house.
The beans were ready.
And then another tug. And then another.
8 legs, 8 tugs, all at the same time?
Yes. The webs were extremely long, and his legs stretched and stretched.
And that's why spiders have 8 skinny legs today?
Yes. It reminds them to control their greed. So, what do you think?
I think you don't know much about spiders.
So, Gabe, what did you learn from this story?
Well, I learned that you can tell a story about a creature with 8 legs in a very creative way. This is a very creative story, right? Why do spiders have long, skinny legs?
Now we know.
Yeah.
It was all from greed. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We can't wait to see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.